special for you to have sex with or anything, you devil. Especially in need of the spirit of holiness. The only special thing to people like that is if there's some kind of evil going on. They could be led into anything. It's like that one last lady. If he wants me to be a sinner, I'll be a sinner. If he wants me to go to hell, I'll go to hell. If he wants me to go and watch pornography, I'll watch pornography. What the Lord is looking for is if some leader tried to lead you into something like that, you'd say, absolutely not. I'm a child of God. The Spirit's in me just like I thought the Spirit was in you. Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, then what?
Pray for their needs, weaknesses of sin or of ignorance.
Yeah, weaknesses where you see them not sending sins unto death. I mean, because they definitely have to go to those kind of people. Unless they're just totally unsaved and never have repented, and then you let them repent, then you see a work of the Lord start being done in them. But there are some people, I don't see any work of the Lord done. And if they are threatened to be thrown out or threatened to be cut off, then they start working. That isn't the spirit of holiness that is ruling them or leading them. It's just the fear of being put out or the fear of being isolated. That's all it is. It isn't the spirit of the Lord or the love of doing the work for the Lord in them. One of them says, you've been preaching so many, you know, messages now of encouragement. Yes, but I also preach 99% messages of discouragement to devils. I try to do everything 100% discouragement to anyone that is a devil to think that they can live in this church. I've thrown through whole families with children out of here because I believe them to be, and I believe that it was endorsed by the Lord, and he compelled me and impelled me to put them out. And as a testimony to the people that testified that he had committed incest with him, I said, all I need is two witnesses. And if you want your brother and dad and all your brothers to go out, you testify it. There's another one that here says amen. Do you want them back? No, I don't want them back in the church. So off they go. And the Lord is not going to condemn me for doing what he says to do. Two or more witnesses, amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
And pray that God may make them holy.
Yeah. So all of you, when you see people like that, pray and pray and pray. And if you still see them being unholy, report them. And then I'll instruct them. And after that, if they don't, well, then God will tell me to get them out. Finally, they become so out of the closet, this man was contaminating and undermining and sabotaging every property, this Calagna. And his son was even going around telling them, after I've supported my brother all my life, he said that I was beating my brother out of money. Here we were paying his insurance bill, sending him in food money about every week, all sorts of things, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then for this, so I know that that came from this underminer, this one that is sabotaging our work, that left cables out there that could have killed you, anyone that touched him. Bauer said if he would have touched it, it would have killed him. He was working back there, and he saw it. He couldn't believe that it was there. So all the saboteurs have to go. Whether they're sabotaging people's lives or their eternal life, they have to. They have to either repent. If they're not devils, they can repent. If they're devils, then they can't repent. No matter how many messages you get, they try to live a straight life. But they can't stop lying. They never confess. All the ingredients have to be there. How you have to serve the Lord according to his word. Not, oh, confess a little bit or this or that or make up some kind of story that you're Lily White. I never made such a confession that I was Lily White. I'd say I was probably a worse sinner than Paul. I believe in getting the word out now and believe in living a spiritual life, whether people believe it or not, okay? Okay, then what?
pray how?
How do you pray? Well, how do we pray? Okay, then what?
Trusting in God.
You have to pray. If you say, well, he's not going to hear me anyway, well, then you might as well pray. But how do we pray for the Spirit of Holiness? You have to pray for everything. If you're praying to him, you have to trust God that he's going to give it to you. Okay? Because if you are not trusting the Lord, now I'm telling you how to do this, and that should encourage people, right? But I'm also telling you that if you don't, you're going to, you know, I'm not encouraging a bit. You have to pray in faith, believing that the Spirit of Holiness will come in there to where you're going to tell the truth and never lie again. And keep that Spirit of Holiness going through your system every minute of every day. What would you think about the Columbia River or the Mississippi River if it stopped and got all muddy and everything and then all of a sudden started flowing again? Or what would you think about the electric company? See, now all the, I've likened the Holy Spirit unto like the electric company when the power plant is running regularly. What would you think about it if it just keeps cutting down? Do you have much faith in it?
No.
Well, the Lord doesn't have any faith in you at all either with you cut yourself off from the power plant, the Spirit of Holiness, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the power from on high. You have no power in you if you don't have the power from on high, because all power belongs to him. And if that power isn't in you, well, then you don't have any power either. At all. Just like this house, if the electric company cuts it off, there's no power here. If I don't have a generator out there, there's no power in the house. There's no light. The Lord was teaching, trying to teach people that in the last few weeks here, from Christmas Day on. Some people still don't have their power on. We had to buy a $13,000 generator for the church over here. They're installing it right now. We should be able to have church services in there tonight. Because that's a different electric company, and they don't suppose or imagine that their power is going to be working until possibly sometime in February or March. And so that, I had to go get, whether they turn it on or not, I have to have a generator there. So the work, a lot of people calling up because the newspaper article want to go to church. At our church. Okay, keep going.
The things that are impossible with men.
Yeah, read that again.
Okay.
How do you pray?
Pray how? Trusting in God.
How do you pray? Pray how? Always. Don't pray at all unless you trust in God, okay? You can't just be wishing or asking. You have to believe. That's part of praying. You have to expect. You have to look for it. Okay, I prayed for it. I know it was the Lord asking for me to pray for that thing. And you have to receive it. Okay, those are the five elements of praying. Not just wishing and asking. But what?
Trusting, right?
Believing, yeah. Believing that you're going to receive what you're asking for because he said so. That's believing his word. And then expecting that it's going to come, that it's for sure. And then to receive it. Okay, so trust. I read it again.
Pray how? Trusting in God.
Trusting in his ability to do over and above anything that you're ever even able to ask or even imagine to ask. When you're praying for the whole world, all the saints, for the showers of the Lord to come down and keep powering through them, believe that he can do that. His spirit covers the entire universe. He's more than capable. Don't limit God because he's limitless. Now, devils, weak, gone people, I see smiling faces here, and then I see someone just, they're easily spotted. Okay, go ahead.
The things that are impossible with men are possible with God. Think of the great things we ask, how unlikely it is for us to attain them without asking God.
Right, how I'm going to make the Spirit of God or Holiness to flow in and pray for all saints. How can I make that happen and all their needs to be met? Only God can do that, okay? And I don't limit him to be able to do that. But we've never seen it because you were raised wrong. You were raised by ungodly parents. That's why you never seen anything of God. You believe that's the right way to be raised, and so you just continue on in the way of your ungodly parents. But if you were raised by godly parents, well, you believe that for sure, because if you're around someone godly, you can see them praying for things and doing what the Lord says, and you see all kinds of good things happen, right?
Right.
Okay, well, that should be your guide, not your ungodly, despicable, satanic family. Okay, what else?
We are not able to deliver such things. Prayer is not wishing or just asking, but prayer is also believing, expecting, and receiving. Be still before God and ask him to allow you to know him as the Almighty One, and leave your petitions with him who does wonders.
So if you're a child of God, the Spirit of the Lord is in you. You're just not fully developed yet. So pray. You've got the Spirit of Christ in you, enabling you to pray. Every child of God has that. That should encourage you.
Amen.
If you're not a child of God, ask the Lord to come into your heart, so you are, so you have the Spirit enabling you to pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and for the Spirit of holiness, which is all the same thing. It's just Christ. And Christ is your life. What you're praying for this is the life of God to be in you. And to keep increasing every day. It isn't that it's going to be poured out and then come back. It is poured out during the day, but it also increases the life. The more of the word of the Lord that's in you that's believed, the more life of God you have in you. Isn't that something?
Amen.
Just like little babies, they don't eat a lot, but they eat little bits many times. You have to feed them a little bit every time, right? The little children in the Lord have to be fed many times during the day. And then pretty soon they can eat a little bit bigger meals, just like Isaiah, right? And then pretty soon they can eat man-sized meals. And all the time that this is happening, they're growing. That's the way your spirit grows. The more you eat the Word and drink it, the Spirit, the bigger and stronger you get. Then no longer is it a grievous thing. Is the tape on? No longer is it a grievous thing for you to seek the Lord any longer, because it's second nature. It's just like going into a gym also. You lift weights and you get sore, and so you don't want to do it anymore. But if you just keep it up, pretty soon you don't feel any soreness at all. And pretty soon you get hooked. You know, you just want to get more powerful and bigger and everything like that. If you don't work out, well, then nothing happens, right? But if you do work out, then you get to be, you know, the shape that you want to be. If you're a man, you want to get, you know, bigger arms and everything. So if you want to, women, they want to get smaller and things like that, and different in their waist. And guys probably like that too. But that's the way it works. The Lord wants you to be fat with his word. He says lean or skinny is an abomination to the Lord. So all you fat ones can feel, they have a little extra weight on you. You feel good. The Lord fattened you up, right? Well, that shows leanness. You can read what happened in the vision that Joseph discerned of the skinny kind and the fat ones, right? Plentiful, you know, it's good to have plenty. I told the people over in Europe, they said, you people are known for being overweight. And I said, Right, because we've got food. We've got money to buy it over there. You people are skinny because all you eat is a croissant in the morning and a cup of coffee. And you're not very strong either. I have to, everyone has to eat if they want to keep their energy level up to do a work of the Lord. Not overindulge, you have to put the knife to your throat. But you have to exercise too.
Sometimes.
If we're real busy, if you got a bunch of people that just kind of require attention all the time, you don't have enough time to exercise a little bit. The Bible says that the devil will wear out the saints in the last days. Okay, well, that's enough. I could go on all day and all night, I'm sure. I've done it before.